You're listening to the best of classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
I tell you, I am very worried about the youth of this country. I think the corporate sponsors are doing a better job of screwing up our children and setting the stage for fascist dictatorship one day in America than the liberal schools ever did. They're just taking over where the schools left off. They're just finishing the job. The schools have demoralized our children, made their lives miserable, so the only happiness they have is found in pleasure and the exploitation of their senses. And the exploiter of senses, the exploiter of human weakness, in old-fashioned terminology, is the devil. And the devil doesn't appear in pajamas and horns and a pitchfork. No, he acts through human agency, through human greed, through ambition. For any ambition other than what is right in the heart, any ambition other than to do what is right in your heart, is sin. And there is a certain kind of person who exploits sin. I saw the science. I like to watch the Science Channel occasionally. Sometimes they have a lot of dribble, and sometimes they have a lot of good stuff. But when they have dribble, it's really dribble, and especially on the subject of science of sin, as though it was all has to do with the brain and the programming and the hard wiring, and they have a lot of explanations that only made sense to them. They leave out the ascendancy of the conscious mind, the sovereignty, the sacred sovereignty of the consciousness over the every mechanism, thought, feeling, and action. And so therefore, there are two forces that attend you, one within you that you're born with, that you need to take a grip of, which follows you to the grave until you do take a grip on it, voluntarily, I hope. It's called conscience. It's your uncommitted potential. And the other force, hungry, ambitious slime of the human universe, highly sophisticated slime. And they're the ones that make the money. The highly sophisticated slime rise like the scum they are to the top. As intellectuals, professors, I mean, not all professors, because some use their faculties and facilities of the mind and body appropriately, but most do not. Whenever they become intelligent and clever and smart, they know how to exploit human weakness. And exploit they do, and empowered they are. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the phony love, the exploitation of the human soul, of society, by everyone who hates good. They love the fallen nature of people. They exploit the base nature. And oh, how you stupid people love to be exploited. Oh, it feels so good to be screwed. Well, hey diddly dee, here I am. I was almost going to say an actor's life for me, but no thank you. I want to be a real person. And I'd like to help you to be a real person. Mostly you're not. You only just think you're real. Let me explain. That's one of the reasons why you have so many anxieties and fears and guilts and feelings of hopelessness and despair, and many of your diseases coming from not being you, but thinking that the not you is you. And this is acquired, this false sense of who we are is acquired by fantasy and excessive pleasure, and people catering to your whims. Oh, you handsome man, you, and sort of making people feel good while empowering themselves. There's There's two kinds of power. One's an illusion. The illusion of worth, say, typically, this is the way it typically works. This is not to be against women, but it's a female thing. It's not a male thing. Men, when they are not men, they are better at being women in seducing, like Clinton. Most of your seducers are in the business. They herd the ladies. They understand the ladies. They become women themselves. They employ the tactics of seduction better than women do.
Listening to the best of Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you, but if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Men have a bigger brain, not that it's to their credit to use it that way, but that bigger brain is more capable of doing harm seductively, bureaucratically, and corporately than women can. Well, what do you think a pimp is? The one that runs women. It's not the women that run the women, it's the pimp. He's a sort of part man, part woman, part devil. And they understand human weaknesses and they exploit it. And they exploit it through women. So I guess you said the devil is masculine. He understands the weakness of women, exploits the women, and exploits what we call the human race. And that's the downfall. And in my book, Adam and Eve Syndrome, which I wrote like in the 1960s, I have a title called Phony Love is Big Business. And I was talking to you yesterday about there's such a thing as real love, and there's false love. And there's a right way to hate. There's a right kind of hate, and a wrong kind of hate. Now, the wrong kind of hate is the result of being intimidated, seduced. It is the result of not having virtue. In other words, your emotional machinery can be possessed and manipulated from the inside out or the outside in. I know I'm talking to a lot of sensible people, decent people, but the great majority of Americans, I'm sorry to say, are lost, confused, and are downright scum. And especially the great majority of the young people are scum, degenerates. There's very little hope for America unless you little pinheads, sperm heads, can wake up and see how you're being manipulated and screwed, how your minds are being screwed by corporate America, and, of course, finishing the work of the public school. Sorry to say. You know, it's a very dangerous world out there, very dangerous. If one is sensible and one is aware, one is wise to not step outside the front door, you know, without, you know, let your children go out to school on their own, because you run the risk just being around other kids who've already been compromised, of your kids being taken over by the masses of all alike. We are living in a dangerous, dangerous America. And our freedom of speech and our freedom of whatever it is has become license. And I can understand why. My own, used to be years ago, ladies and gentlemen, used to be years ago, Americans were mostly decent people. I could go on the air, the lines would ring up, and I would answer the intelligent calls. I don't get that many intelligent calls anymore. It's almost as though people don't understand what an intelligent question is. They don't know how to probe deeply into themselves. And I'm not sure they even understand my answers, generally speaking. A small number of people do. With 80 stations on the radio, I know you're listening. I don't know why people listen. Maybe they listen for entertainment, but not too many people take me up on the fact that I can help you take control of your own machinery. The trouble is, the reason why, as I see it, is that once you've become converted, once you've been corrupted and recreated in the image of the corrupter, once you see corruption is a recreation. As a matter of fact, the word recreation, there's a sinister side to that. Recreation, when you become manipulated, when your egos are appealed to, when your base nature is excited and brought down, and so that the machinery of your whole being is transferred to the seducer or seductress. You are no longer yourself. You're a creature of pleasure. Because why? The pain of conflict of your conversion. Because your conscience trails. And there's a conflict between what you have become and what you could be. And what you could be is a threat. What you could be is what I am. No, I'm a pleasant fellow. I love life. I love fun. I love fishing and boating and God knows what. I don't do much of that anymore. Why? Because I'm too busy trying to unscrew what the screwers have done. With little, I understand also the hopelessness of all this. It's easy to screw you. It's very difficult to unscrew you. It's easy to put you to sleep into a trance, so you walk in a trance for most of your life with a resemblance of a consciousness, but walking in a dream state, not realizing you're asleep, with every thought and every feeling being manipulated by the manipulator, being exploited and enjoying being exploited, because the only life you have is more of the same phony love. The life that comes through sensation and feeling, excitement. And look what's happening to football games. Look what's happening at concerts. The excitement goes to people's head to such a degree they become wild people, burning and killing and plundering. Not unusual. And all those waving hands in concerts can just be Sieg Heils one day. My name's Roy Masters. I will take my first call. I was going to go into a tirade and lambast the human race for all the good it would do, but I have been interrupted by a cell phone call from Chicago, and being a courteous gentleman, I will take the call. Doug in Chicago, Illinois, cell phone, hello.
Yes, good morning, doctor.
How are you doing? I've been called worse things than that, thank you.
Yeah, I feel like you're talking directly to me. I'll make a long story short. I'm 43, had been divorced for 10 years, pretty happy with my life, just going through it blindly. I don't know if I was happy, but no problems. Met a transplanted girl who was 24 years old, and I know you're going to lambaste me for this
one.
I am. She latched on to me. I kind of resisted in the beginning, and then all of a sudden she said she was getting attached and all this stuff. Spent quite a bit of time together. Intimate, the whole nine yards, and all of a sudden she started to pull back, and when she started to pull back, I started to pull on her.
Yeah, because you became addicted. That's how it works. Now she pulled back for two reasons. One, you were getting too hungry for her, and making too many demands upon her nature, and she was beginning to become feeling exploited and abused. So she pulls back.
Right.
And that's because when a woman encourages a man sexually, instead of becoming a better man, he becomes a more of a beast, more hungry, because not only is his senses being stimulated, but so is his ego being stroked. And the ego, once it's stroked, becomes addicted to the stroker. It's a sort of a sensual stroking, you understand?
Uh-huh.
So you start becoming more and more abusive for the pleasure you need because you have a pursuing conscience. You have to put out the light. All addictions, including sexual, have to do with guilt and putting out the pain of the pursuing conscience.
How do I get back to center where I'm not... You know, it got to the point where I'll admit I called her once, like 13 times in one day, tell her that I was such a good guy that she should keep me. And I was I knew it was wrong.
But you're not a good guy. See, that's the idea. She has given you the idea of good being good. And this idea that she gave you is false. Because every high is a new low. Every time you're lied to, every time she lays with you and lies with you, every lay is a lie like that, you see? And so through that pleasure, you are deluded. You get a false sense of worth, accompanied by a conflict. You're deluded. And you want to hold on to that delusion. You don't want to see. You don't want that delusion to crumble.
Now I do want to be the better man and actually accept what she said and walk away with some pride and some...
That's what you have to do. You have to start to realize that what you got hooked. Your base nature, your ego, human nature was exploited, the weakness of your human nature, such as it is with every downfall of every person, and collectively a nation will be destroyed by this means. Now, the woman herself is only the instrument, but the political forces that set her in motion are the real problem. That's where the real money goes, the drug pushers, the government, the welfare, you know, when bureaucratic people rob Peter to pay Paul and get Paul to vote for him, and therefore Paul votes for him and is able to rob Peter more to give more to Paul. You know, have a welfare society. You see, it is the art of politics is the art of exploiting human nature. Women are the main women. God bless their souls. Are the instrument of the downfall of every country.
Yeah, she's totally. She had no concept of God and responsibility and you're
only
right.
Empowerment.
And
only
big,
empowerment.
I got a big education on how the youth of America is nothing like how I was raised. But my question, doctor, was what are my first steps to get back to center and to
first steps is to realize what I just said. You have to in order to have a woman rather than the woman have you, which is bass backwards. You understand the difference? Have the woman and not the woman have you.
Yes,
you have
nice
to find
change.
That's right. You have to learn to dry out from the women. You have to fast and to discover who you are.
I had been fasting. That's why I thought I was healthy enough to go into something.
No, you're not. Fasting, not. I don't mean that. I mean, it's more than fasting. Fasting means you stop fulfilling yourself on one thing and find the bread of life. Find the fulfillment which God has prepared for those that love him. And that's why I say, if you meditate with my meditation, you will transcend your sensuality. You will take a grip on the original courage of your convictions, the manhood that was there when you were born, that you lost along the way somehow.
Yes, I did.
See, so you need to take the grip of your common sense. I am speaking to you from where you need to be coming from.
Yes, well, I called you.
That's right. So please give my office a call this morning, and then
I might do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
It is clear that the nation's social, economic, and political problems will never be solved by legislation alone. Every family must play its part by relieving the state of a parental-like role it plays in the lives of too many citizens and non-citizens alike. Not only must every child be shepherded, we must rid our jobs of the destructive office politics infecting nearly every workplace. What would happen if we faced our own inadequacies, eliminating the need to unload at work where the level of stress already exceeds healthy limits. Now, there is real help. Call the Foundation's Counseling Center at 800-877-3227. From the privacy of your own office or home, you'll talk to a friend distanced from the break room gossip you've come to dread but can't escape. For real answers, the number you need is 800-877-3227.
Yes, if you're interested in learning more about what love and hate is and how hate leads to an emptiness that leads in turn to fill the emptiness with love, but in all the wrong places, especially from the person who you hate. It's called the love-hate relationship. Hate produces guilt, an emptiness, a falling away from what true love is all about. And of course, then you are confused about this love. Suddenly you feel guilty, but you misinterpret the guilt, and you try to make up to the person that intimidates you, teaching them, of course, to intimidate you more. My book is called Adam and Eve Syndrome. I suggest you get a copy of this. It'll make your hair stand up and probably awaken you and make you a better person. 866 Radio Roy. I also have 9 tapes. Each tape is, I think, an hour and a half each. I believe it's 9 tapes a set, called Adam and Eve Syndrome. You might want to inquire. You might want to get the book first, but then you can drive in your car. It's like a book on tape, and listen to what I have to say, and slowly but surely you'll get it. And in a flash, a lightning flash, suddenly you become transformed, and you won't need books anymore, because you'll know how to be a gentleman and a lady in your own right without books. But the book has to explain to you what the problem is. For the time being, I'm a book. I'll be your guide for a little bit and try to show you the error of your ways. So don't cringe. If you don't like what I'm saying, give me a call, make a defense, if you can. 866-88-83, that's the number to call on this radio program, and 866-RADIO-ROY, West Coast time, business hours, please, weekdays. All right, we're going to go on to our callers, or caller. 1-800-866-8883. Any more? I'd be happy to talk with you. Mark in Camden, New Jersey. Hello. Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
Fire away your guns.
Well, I'm your classic chapter 16 of the Adam and Eve syndrome, the love-hate relationship.
Please shut it off.
I can't shut it off.
Oh, yes.
I can't shut it off.
You can't shut off the hate?
No, I can't shut off what the realization of what that was going on in my life was doing to me.
Is that a positive statement or a negative one?
That is a positive statement, Roy.
In other words,
my whole life changed.
Okay, I understand that.
My whole life changed, Roy, basically. You know what? Can I share something with you?
I'm not quite sure when you say I can't shut it off. I almost thought you said I can't cut it off.
No, what I meant was shut it off. The lights flooded my whole life.
Oh, all right, because I was thinking maybe you couldn't shut off the compulsion to do wrong.
No. Thank God he doesn't force all that on us.
But isn't that a beautiful thing when you suddenly wake up and you appreciate the awakening?
Oh, my goodness.
From that point onwards, your life takes a different... You just can't do what you did before. Even if you have the impulse, you can't. It's not a matter of a profession. You're just too embarrassed to even, you know, think of it.
Yeah, I actually broke down one day and got mad at God. I was actually screaming at God. Could you imagine
so
that?
What did you say to him?
What did I say to him? What is the matter with my life? Why am I going through this? Shut the light off. I don't want it anymore.
The light was... Good thing you didn't shut it off.
I didn't shut it off, Roy. I really didn't. Listen, when I was about 12 years old, I learned something similar to your technique, but nobody taught it to me.
That's very possible.
I learned how to fall asleep by relaxing my body. It was the same... It's basically the same meditation.
Sure.
And I was amazed that it found me again. I didn't find it, but it found
That's right.
Found
what
me.
I'm teaching you something that is not unnatural. That right. is that many people know this even as children.
Yeah, it blew my mind. It literally did.
Well, when I was in the Army and British Army, and we walked with Mark, like marched 25 miles in the snow.
Right.
And, you know, my shoes never did fit me right, and I could see blood coming out on the lace holes of my shoes. And, you know, and I came home exhausted, came to the barracks exhausted. I saw what the other guys did. They smoked and did all kinds of things. I just went down on my cot and just recovered just the way I teach you, and I didn't know what that was at that time.
Right.
See? But it was a meditation exercise, and I recovered.
But I'm amazed at the hand of God within my life that I didn't see it. I really didn't see it.
Well, you lose sight. You see, you know, some pretty girl comes along one day and the crowd
How
makes
do you know
fun
that,
of you.
Roy?
The crowd makes fun of your innocence and you succumb to it. And once you succumb to it, a program is inserted. You become recreated in the image of the corruptors of the world, and they have to keep feeding you. You keep get hungrier and hungrier and hungrier for what they have.
Right.
And your identity starts to grow in contradistinction to what it might have been had you not fallen that way, you see. And after a while, the pain of the two people in one,
right.
You know, becomes too great. And you eventually have to say goodbye to reality and just become a beast, a pig, and wallow in the slop. Or you
actually, the people in the mental institutions actually see reality, and
they do.
They're closer
they do.
To reality than most people walking
yeah,
around.
You know where my best friends are? in prison.
Right.
The nicest people are in prison. No, the best caller is the one that's already on the journey. Most people listening haven't started the journey. This is all new stuff to them. And some of you are dropping your monocle in your soup and you're rolling your eyes back and saying, what kind of guy is this? This guy's not making any sense. And you're angry and upset and you don't know whether to laugh or cry. You don't know what to make of me. I understand. I'm speaking a language that shouldn't be foreign to you, but it is. I'm speaking a language that is offensive, and it's offensive to your dark self, your pleasure, egocentric self. Your pleasure self, your egocentric self is addicted to pleasure because it's the only happiness you know. And by being wallowing in the pleasure, you forget the anti-pleasure. You forget the conscience. A conscience that's following you all the way to the grave trying to tell you that you're serving the wrong God. That you're wasting your life and you're throwing it away. And that there is a higher form of pleasure. There's good pleasure and bad pleasure. I enjoy all the good pleasures. And you enjoy mostly all the bad pleasures, but you think they're good pleasures because they make you feel good. My pleasures don't make me feel good. My pleasures are the reward of being good. A joy of triumph. For instance, if you try to intimidate me, and I have to endure some cruelty, some deprivation, a loss of my material things, you know, a threat to my reputation. It's very unpleasant. How do I deal with it? Do I hate it? No. That's my moment of truth. That's my challenge. I love it. No, I don't love it the way you think love. See, this is an opportunity to share what love is. I don't hate it. That's how I hate it. Now, this may be confusing, but if you have a brain, maybe I can reach you. In other words, the intimidation says, hate me. I want you to fall from love. Because when you fall to hate, you're going to be bereft of love. You'll fall from what love is all about. And then I will give it to you. I'll say, there, there, don't feel so bad. I suddenly change my face, says the temptress or tempter.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The Intimidator is a bully. And when the bully intimidates, that's injustice. And injustice is a terrible power to those who do not know what justice is, who are not stout of heart, who are not bonded to God, the reality. So when the injustice comes, injustice says, hate me, go ahead, hate me, hate me, Luke, come to the dark side of the force. That's one of the best parts of the movie. Give in to your hate, Luke. come over to the top, be one of us. That's what it says. And of course, that's falling from the fidelity of love, which means your Creator made you in His image and says, love, don't hate your enemy. Yeah? Because then if you don't hate your enemy, you're holding fast to God that says, love, don't hate him. Don't let him get inside you. I will stay inside you. I will reward you with my love. That's the triumph. So you see, I'm hating evil by not hating evil, holding fast to good. And I frustrate evil because I won't obey it. Is that too hard for you? Is that too hard for you to understand? Now look at your judgments. Once you start to hate, you take pleasure in hating. Oh, you want to know what that pleasure is? You like being annoyed. You enjoy being upset. You feel better about somebody worse. There's lots of little irritations all around you. Once you start falling to hate, you've got to start being irritated, aggravated, upset, annoyed, jealous, frustrated, angry. But the bottom line, spiritually speaking, it's called judgment. All of those words puff you up in judgment. And when you're puffed up in judgment, your ego is puffed up and sits on its throne. And it stays ahead of the judgment upon the judgment. But you got to go on judging. You got to go on hating. You got to keep feeding that hate, that judgment. Because when you judge somebody, when you're angry and resentful, resentment being the handmaiden of judgment, it puffs you up and makes you feel falsely secure. And then you have the anxiety that says, judge not, lest you be judged. And you hate to know that, and you got to find something to be upset about. Oh, just the opposite. The pain of that makes you feel like you want love. So now the ego goes into the king mode. First it's all in the judge mode, now you go to the king mode, or the queen mode. You start to give your love to everyone, hoping people will love you. And you degrade yourself, or you're degraded. You see, and then you look for love in all the wrong places, because only the wrong kind of people will provide you with that love. It's usually a sensuous kind of feeling. You've got to have a feeling. It's got to feel good in order to feel loved. But you're not being loved, you're being screwed. But you're addicted to feeling. And the pride puffs up, pumps up, pumps up, pumps up. There is an end of this. There is a terrible consequence to be paid to all you young people, you young little stupid little whippersnappers, you 13, 14-year-old little arrogant snot-nose, and the scum that exploit, the scum of the universe, are getting rich out of the downfall of this country. I'll have them look, there's so much bad money floating around, ladies and gentlemen. So much bad money. Because you see, bad money goes to bad money. It's so hard to raise money for good causes. It's so hard to raise money for this program. But the exploiters get rich. Stinking rich. And of course, what do these exploiters do? They give money to causes that help to exploit, to fertilize the land, so to speak, so that they have more people to exploit. So new babies come into the world and you teach them all the wrong things. That's what you're looking at is third world nations fell that way. And they can never recover. Because the person who's the exploiter, you know, is addicted to the power. They're addicted to the power of exploitation. And they become more and more filthy and ruthless and demoralizing and degrading. And one day the mask comes off. And you know what? When they can't get money out of you, they'll take it out of your hide. They take pleasure in degrading you. Suddenly that mask comes off. In marriage, it's the same way. All of a sudden, the Prince Charming turns into a monster. You can't get enough pleasure from you. And he hates you. You feel guilty. You try harder to please him. You give your all. There's no more left. You take the gold out of your teeth. There's only one thing left, the pleasure of exploiting you miserable creatures. And that's what we call a holocaust. That's what we call, you know, a dictatorship. he can't exploit your lust and love, he'll exploit your fear and hate. Because he needs your souls. He breathes in souls. Those kinds of people are wicked. Really, really wicked. But you love wickedness because it makes you feel good. You really are basically stupid people, you know that? Really, really dumb. And you want to remain dumb? Go dig up my bones when I'm dead and see if I can help you then. You got your opportunity now. All right, we're going to go to a call in Waynesville, Missouri? Is it James on next?
Hello?
Hello, James. Is that Hello. You?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh,
I just
it's okay. I was enjoying what I was hearing you have to say there.
Thank you.
Roy, you know, it's I was telling your screener a while ago, it's just amazing that when I turned you on the radio several months back, I found you, and I had to listen to you because I wasn't sure if I was really hearing what I was hearing. It's amazing that there's somebody else out there that sees things the way that I do.
Good.
But unlike yourself, I'm in a situation where my whole life I avoided the drugs, the alcohol, the smoking, the parties. I was the kid that on Saturday night I would stay home and work on things like computers and things like that. I was a nerd, if you will.
Yes.
And I had lots of friends. I mean, all my friends, they would do these things at age 15, 16 years old. They would drive around and party and get drunk and have older kids buy them the booze. And I avoided that. In the daytime, I could hang around these people because they couldn't do it in the daylight because they
yes.
knew it was wrong.
Yes.
And some of their parents even knew that they had done these things, but their parents would say things, well, you know, if he doesn't do it in front of me, like the smoking, then I'm okay with it. But he better
yeah,
not smoke in front of me.
There's something wrong with that parent.
But most of my friends were like that, and I couldn't understand how. And as I got older, I realized people don't want to face their problems. And if they turn their face from them, they suddenly realize, or they, to themselves, they think, well, wait a minute, if I don't see it, it's not really happening, it doesn't affect me. And that in itself almost becomes a drug to them, avoidance
Correct.
Of acceptance.
Yes. That's right.
And as I get older now, I want to raise my children the way that I was raised. My mother, just a little back history here, was raised during World War II. Two of her brothers starved to death because they didn't have enough food because the Nazis would raid houses and take food for the soldiers.
Oh, yes, I understand. But what is your problem? That's just
my,
story
my
of your
problem
life.
Is, right, my problem is that I'm not perfect, and I know that. And I am now married to a lady who's beautiful. She's very giving. She's one of the most honest people I have ever met in my entire life. Yet her family is have you ever seen the Munsters? She's like the normal person. She's the good person. She's the giving
yes.
person. But the whole rest of her family, I mean right down the line, is completely opposite.
How far do they live away?
They live right around the corner. We're surrounded.
I know
them.
That. You what you need to do? This is this very necessary thing. You need to take your family and pack up and go to a different part of the country.
That's what we're financially trying to do now.
And do it as quickly as possible.
And
otherwise, that family will eventually, cousins and, you know, relationships will form and sort of pull your children away.
Right.
You've got to be very careful. I mean, this is a very dangerous... America is a very dangerous place to raise children.
It is. And I'm so afraid.
Listen, I can understand how the Al-Qaeda see us. I can understand how the Al-Qaeda see the way, the debauched way we live our lives and how we really don't care about our children.
Well, I can see that too because, like I said about my mother, she said the exact same thing. She said that the terrorists see what the Nazis see. When you have a weakness in the family, you have a weakness in your nation.
But they also see the filth, the degenerate part of America. You see? And I can understand them seeing us a great Satan. In a manner of speaking, we are becoming that. Although a part of us, part of America, is still good. And I hope we can reconvert the other half. You know? But half of us are no damn good. Stanley, in Philadelphia. Hello.
Yes, hello. How
what
are
can
you,
I
Roy?
Do for you? Fine, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. I enjoy listening to your program, and right now I'm going through a little dilemma where me and my wife are separated, and we've been separated for the last 5 years, and you know, we do attend the same church, but as of
a fat lot of good that does you.
Yeah, as of last week, I moved back into her house about 2 months ago, and she asked me to leave the house because we got into a little argument, you know. And
so what was the petty little argument about?
Well, the argument,
it couldn't have been about much.
It wasn't about much, you know.
What? I bet you can't even remember what the hell it was.
I can't even remember what it was. You're right.
You know what it is? You know, it's because that's typical bitch female. They'll argue. You'll say, look at that beautiful white cow out there.
Uh-huh.
She'll say, look at that beautiful white cow. And you'll say, uh-huh, it's not white, it's black. She said, I said black.
Right.
And that's the way it'll be. They'll find a million variations of that theme. So I can only think of one. I can't think of any. My brain doesn't stretch. My imagination doesn't go. But they can find anything, and they immediately forget what they said that was wrong. And you have to say, you got to go crazy if you have to really defend your sanity. You see, because you can't let that go.
Uh huh. You know, so
I know. I've been living with it. I've lived 50 years with it. What are you talking about?
She says to me, well, you know, hey, I want you to go to Bible school.
You sounds like you, but that's a willful bitch. I don't know. This is my 50th anniversary today. Guess where my wife is?
Where?
I sent her over to my son's place because of something similar to that. I said, do me a favor. I'm not leaving the house. You go to my son's place. Maybe he'll talk some sense into you.
Uh-huh.
50 years. This is a wonderful way of service. See, I'm not putting up with it. But I'm not the one that leaves the house.
Uh-huh.
Got it?
I hear you.
I told her a long time ago, either you go crazy or I go crazy. I am not going crazy.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude, you're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
She doesn't stop trying. And I, you know something? I have compassion. I have compassion because I know she doesn't see it, and she can't see it, and she can't stop it. So therefore, I'm not dealing with a person. I'm dealing with something, a non-person, something that's pulling her strings that she can't see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'll tell you a little story in a minute if I got time. What? How much time do I have? Let me just give you a little story.
Right.
I give demonstrations of hypnosis.
Uh-huh.
At my seminars. I don't know if you've ever seen one. I just show how people. It's just suggestible. I tell the audience what I'm going to do before I do it, then call the volunteer up on the stage. Then make him change his, and then say to him, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make this man change his shoes around before he comes up on the stage. I said, I'm going to hypnotize you. You won't know you're hypnotized, and you're going to change your shoes. And whenever I ask you why you do it, you're going to make an excuse, right? Oh, he said, no, I won't. I said, well, let's see. So he takes his shoes off, and I say, why did you do it? And he says, well, because, you know, they felt uncomfortable. I said, no, I made you do it. Now why did you do it? They felt uncomfortable. No, no. Remember when you first came up, I told you I was going to make you do it and you're going to make an excuse? Yeah. You remember that? Yeah. Why did you do it? Well, you know, I've always wanted to try that. You see, and everybody laughs. I said, now look, ladies and gentlemen, this is suggestion. This man does not see. This man will not see that I told him to change his shoes around. I said, I spoke into his ear with a spoken word. And yet he still makes an excuse for his action as if it was his very own. Then I said to him, how much more in your secret life, the devil?
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Right.
In other words, women have a side of them that they will defend to the death.
Right.
Men have to learn to deal with that or die from it.
Right.
Go mad.
Right.
Every now and then you have a noble woman that will turn around and appreciate the correction of a good man.
Yeah.
But the average woman has no tolerance for a good man.
Right.
She only wants the man. She's a weak man that she can drive crazy.
Exactly. And
see?
I had to tell her, you know, I'm not going to be squeezed into your box, you know.
Okay, that's the idea. Do you have any children?
Yes. And she resents that, you know.
Hold the line a minute.
Yeah.
We're talking about reality, ladies and gentlemen, and you feminists, you go fly a kite in a thunderstorm because you're men haters. You hate real men and you're at war with boys. Now you think my language is strong, but there's very little outcry against the language that Eminem uses, but it's the sentiment. What Eminem young people are expressing is the vitriol, the hated, the loathing they have experienced from the conditions, the fatherless conditions that they were brought into. No one wants to address this. So there's a war. This is a war against men and women. And remember that women are exploitable. Women are easily exploited. They're very suggestible. to the dark side of the force. Yes, the dark side of the force. They have a certain arrogance. It's very mystical. And the dark side talks to them. But they don't know it. It just makes them... So when they put on their best attire or take it off, whatever it is, when they are empowered, when they're encouraged to abandon the natural role God had made for them, for children, for a happy family, for a beautiful world, when their ego is inspired and made to realize the weakness of men, and they're taught, encouraged, politically encouraged, to exploit weakness of men, to give themselves too easily to men, then men are stupid enough to come down to that and become addicted to women. And so that we have a reverse order. Instead of God, or Christ in God, as you would have Christians would say it, Christ in God, I mean God in Christ, and Christ in man, that the authority in man and the love flowing out towards the woman who loves the man, and the children love the mother who loves the father, who loves the creator, see that? The Savior. It's a divine order. No, when the women are approached and are empowered, it's only because men's ego are stroked and they fall for the forbidden fruit. Improprietor sex is called sin. And that sin is lust, because the soul of the man is bereft of love through his fall away from grace. And the women have the children, and the evil have the women and the children and the men. You see, in reverse order. You're not going to fix this until you have values again. Well, it's caller time, 866-88-83. Call me 12 noon East Coast time to 2 p.m. 12 to 2 p.m. I'll get it right one of these days. 12 to 2 p.m. East Coast time, Monday through Friday. My office number is 866 Radio Roy. Please mark it down. You may want to buy something or donate something to our foundation. Good money to good people rather than bad money to bad people, as in the pornography business and the music business and the exploitation business of our youth. Corrupt the youth and you can take over a country, because they'll vote for the corrupter. You do understand. They vote for the corrupter. And so, therefore, you have to understand what corruption is. Corruption is a displacement of what sits on the throne of the mind. So if you can break into the sanctum sanctorum and unthrone the rightful owner, then something unholy sits on the place of the holy, and it cries out for more of its friends. That's what it does. It reinforces itself and looks for the approval for its accomplishments. And to the degree it gets it, it gets a high. It gets fed. It grows.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.